Patient name, Cohen, C-O-H-E-N. First name, Avery, A-V-E-R-Y. This is North Shore Psychiatric Consultants. Provider, Kareen, C-A-R-R-E-E-N. Last name, Castrol, C-A-S-T-R-O-L-L. Date of appointment, April 3rd, 2023. Time of appointment, 4:15 p.m. End of appointment, 6 p.m. History of present illness. The patient is a 22-year-old female who presents for treatment of depression, obsessive-compulsive disorder, and reports a history of borderline personality disorder. She started the appointment crying, stating that she was frightened and was afraid of having the appointment, period. She said she had a hard time meeting new doctors. She stated she had been F-D over by doctors in the past. The patient reports feeling overwhelmed. She stated she has been in crisis for a very long time. She in coordination with her father is deciding between two places for long-term treatment for obsessive compulsive disorder, which is debilitating to her. They are deciding between Camden, C-A-M-D-E-N facility in Los Angeles, or Lindner, L-I-N-D-N-E-R facility in Ohio. They were considering McLean Hospital in Boston, but it will be 3 to 4 months before she can be admitted. The patient has severe obsessions regarding contamination. She is fearful of germs. She has to wipe down everything with Lysol. She is afraid to see people. She is afraid to have people sit on her furniture. She fears that they have been sitting on the train or in some form of public transportation and are contaminated. She feels very often that people's clothing are contaminated or their feet and shoes are contaminated because they are on the floor. She also has reassurance-seeking behaviors, which are severe. She is constantly asking her father if something is contaminated. She has to make lists compulsively. She will spend hours making lists of everything. She spends time doing this because she fears missing details. She will make any kind of list, such as shopping lists, lists of places that she wants to travel to, even though she has no immediate plans to travel. When she looks up on a website for clothing, she will have to look at every single item, or she fears she will miss something. The patient has trichotillomania. In her teens, she pulled up the entire crown of her hair. She used to pull out her lashes and eyebrows. Additionally, the patient exhibits signs of body dysmorphic disorder. She had a rhinoplasty in 2022, which she stated ruined her life. During the video session, she had to have her phone camera dimmed so that I could not see her face entirely because she was embarrassed of her nose. She stated that because of her nose, her lips appear thinner and her jaw is now wider. She is unable to leave the house because she feels too fat. She will engage in either restrictive eating patterns or eats too much. She does not engage in any vomiting behavior because she is emetophobic. The patient was recently in the hospital and was on 30 milligrams of Lexapro and 150 milligrams of Lamictal. She stopped her medication suddenly due to a, quote, sensory issues, unquote. She had trouble swallowing the pills. Then she resumed the medication all at once. She ended up vomiting because she resumed the previous dose. This was quite traumatic for her because she is very fearful and phobic of vomiting. She is currently on no medication. She reports she's had a lot of trauma. She was involved in a relationship with a young man who was decent to her in his behavior, but she cheated on him and ended up in a very toxic relationship, which is currently over. Now she is seeing a young man who has alcohol problems and uses drugs, including Xanax and Kratom. Recently she kicked him out, and he is currently in rehab. She stated she is codependent on him and frequently calls the rehab to advocate on his behalf. She is unable to report anything that is positive about the relationship except that he loves her. The patient has issues involving abandonment, attachment. She engages in splitting behavior. She has a history of eating problems, all which lean towards borderline personality traits. She is currently depressed. She feels anxious. She can't get out of bed. She doesn't brush her teeth, and now she feels they're turning yellow. She has no joy or happiness. She stated that she has passive suicidal thoughts, such as she wishes she were dead, but basically doesn't want to feel the way she is feeling. She stated she will not kill herself because she is too afraid. The patient also reports that she feels she has severe ADHD, which has been, quote, swept under the rug, unquote. She states she can't focus, she struggled in school, she can't grasp certain concepts. She stated she has a learning disability, she was given extra time on tests. She is currently unable to go to college or work. Past psychiatric history, the patient saw a therapist for quite some time from high school. For several years, she stated that this therapist abandoned her after she went to residential treatment. She's had a number of psychiatrists since that time. She was tried on Zoloft, Prozac, Abilify, Focalin, Lexapro, and Lamictal. She stated she did the best on Lexapro and Lamictal. Medical hyphen, the patient has scoliosis and a tilted pelvis, which caused back pain. There are no known drug allergies. Surgical, the patient had a breast reduction and a rhinoplasty. Social, the patient lives with her father. As noted, she does not go to school or work. She stated she cannot function. Of note is that the patient has never had any manic or hypomanic episodes. She does exhibit some lability of mood, which is more consistent with borderline personality disorder. She stated that she was on Lamictal for borderline personality disorder. The patient has a history of smoking marijuana, which she states she still does on an almost daily basis. She stated she does not drink alcohol because she is afraid of vomiting. She does not use other drugs of abuse. There is no reported family history of mental illness. In the history provided by the father, there was apparently emotional abuse on the from her mother. The details of such trauma were not discussed in this session.